朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在今年七月，我们这个联合崇拜，我们有一个主题，就是以刚才我们的李弟兄所唱的这首诗歌《The Lord's Prayer》主导文为我们的主题。
The theme for our combined worship services is the Lord's Prayer.
我们把这一个非常熟悉的主导文作为我们七月的中心，有两个原因。
There are two reasons why we chose to have this theme.
因为在我们主日崇拜的程序里面，如果各位看我们的程序表，我们每一个节目的安排都有它特别的含义的。
If you look at the worship,in the bulletin, you will notice there are items, and each one of them have their special meanings.
我们盼望在七月以后，我们今后在教会的崇拜里面加上这个主导文在我们的敬拜的里面。
It is our plan and wish that after July, we will add this item, the Lord's Prayer, in our whole worship program.
当领会的人带我们祷告以后，我盼望每一个弟兄姊妹都能够参加在这个祷告的里面，用主导文一同把我们的心愿带到神的面前。
After the presider leads us in prayer, it is our wish that the congregation will respond together, praying the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们盼望七月过了以后，我们每一个人都会背这个主导文，马太福音第六章的这段经文。
So after July, all of us will need to recite the Lord's Prayer.
如果你已经会背中文了，我盼望我们能够把英文的把它背下来。
If you already know the Chinese version by heart, then I would ask you to learn the English version.
如果你会背英文的，请你学习背中文。
If you know the English version, vice versa, I hope you would learn the Chinese version.
我们盼望在我们每一个礼拜天早上的崇拜能够更充实，能够更丰富。
We will indeed want our worship to be more rich and full.
那么另外一方面，我们盼望在这五个连续的礼拜天来思想主导文的一个原因。
The second reason why we want to spend time on the Lord's Prayer is
我们盼望每一个基督徒的祷告的生活能够更扎实。
So that each of our own individual prayer lives could take root.
我们知道祷告是每一个基督徒与神建立关系的第一步。
We know that prayer is the first step for us as individual Christians to build a relation with God.
每一个人做基督徒的第一件事情就是祷告。
The first thing we should do as a Christian is to pray.
戴牧师上个礼拜跟我们分享了其中的第一段。
Pastor Taylor already shared with us from the first portion.
那么在上个礼拜他所提的我们在天上的父，我相信我们得到许许多多这一方面的提醒。
I believe we were richly reminded by the first sentence, Our Father in Heaven.
我们知道戴牧师做了三个礼拜的爸爸。
For Pastor Taylor, he's been a father for 3 weeks.
你们知道他的儿子叫什么名字吗？
Do you all know the name of the son?
本来他说要公开争取给他取一个中文名字。
Originally, he was going to ask for your input for the Chinese name.
他的英文名字不需要你们取了。
The English name already been decided.
James Hudson Taylor the fifth 解决了。
第五代，
第五代。那么中文不能叫第五代，所以呢，他要有一个名字。我昨天才前天才知道他的中文名字叫成约。成绩的成，这个立约的约。
His Chinese name has the meaning continuing the covenant.
我记得这个三个礼拜前，当戴牧师在产房里面等着他的孩子临到的时候
，I can still remember 3 weeks ago when Jamie was still in the birthing room.
他告诉我，他说孩子一出来，他第一件事情注意的是什么
？He told me that when the child was born, the first thing he pay attention to was
是男的还是女的
Is it a boy or a girl?
你看我们的戴牧师已经非常非常的中国了
He is very oriental
那么第二件事情呢
Secondly,
他就看钟到底那个时候是几点。
He noticed the clock. What time was it?
他一看是十点，就是我们正在开始做礼拜的时候。
It was exactly 10 o'clock in the morning.
其实当他跟我讲这件事情的时候，我就在想。
When he told me these things, I began to think.
一个人刚刚生下来，其实也不在乎他是男是女，他是几点钟生。我们要看见他有那生命的现象。
Perhaps what is important is not whether this is a boy or a girl, whether what time it was born, but that a life.
我们都知道那个生命的现象就是他的声音。
And the evidence that there's life is the first cry.
声音代表一个生命的开始。
The voice signifies the beginning of life.
一个基督徒会祷告，也证明他属灵生命的开始。
Similarly, the first prayer signifies the beginning of spiritual life.
所以从一个角度来看，一个基督徒会祷告是一个基督徒生命的本能。
So we say the ability to pray is evidence that spiritual life is begotten.
我们知道那是一个属灵的生命的与生俱来的一个原来上帝给我们的一个能力。
It is an innate ability that God gave us.
但是我们也发现许许多多基督徒做了多年的信徒，他最弱、最失败、最贫穷的一部分就是他祷告的生活。
Yet on the other hand, we cannot but help to notice many Christians are very weak in their prayer life, even though they are Christians for many years.
所以我们在神面前传道同工有这个负担，盼望在这五个礼拜的时间里面，我们再次来复习这个非常熟悉的主导文的这一段的经文。
That's why the pastoral staff decided that we would like to spend 5 Sundays to help us revisit the Lord's Prayer.
上个礼拜戴牧师带领我们特别思想到第一句话，我们在天上的父，我认为这是整个祷告最重要的一环。
I do believe that the most important link in this prayer is the verse that Jamie shared with us last week, Our Father in Heaven.
当我们提到我们在天上的父的时候，就肯定了我们祷告的对象。
This affirms the object to whom we are praying to.
我们知道过去这一年因为 Sandy 休息，所以我们家老二宋恩那么暂时接了教会的青少年的工作。
Our second son, Chris Lee, took over the youth ministry because Sandy took a leave of absence last year.
当他开始接这个侍奉的时候，我们家里面的电话就多起来了。
As he took over this ministry, the number of telephone calls coming to our house increased tremendously.
我发现一件很稀奇的事情。
I found an interesting fact.
讲起来我也替我高兴，也替我儿子高兴。
And indeed, I'm happy for myself and my son.
好几次我拿起电话来。
Several times when I picked up the phone,
我就听见对方就问说 ，Chris, is this Chris?
I would hear them asking over the phone, 是不是钟恩？
很多时候他拿起电话来，有人就问说，哎，李牧师，你是李牧师吗？
But when he picked up the phone, very often people will ask, is this Pastor Lee?
因为我高兴，因为人家听我的声音还年轻，我为他高兴，因为我觉得他蛮成熟的。
I was very happy that people mistake our voices because it would show that I'm young and he is mature.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲祷告的时候，我们不能忽略，不能忘记，我们祷告的对象要先被肯定。
But when we talk about prayer, we better make sure we know who we are praying to.
也许你向着李颂恩讲了许多你要向李牧师讲的话。
Perhaps you have told a lot of things to Chris that you intended for Pastor Lee.
你向着李牧师讲了许多你要跟 Chris 讲的话。
And you might have spoken to Pastor Lee a lot of things that you want to tell Chris.
对象错了，整个讲话的意义也没有了。
If the object is wrong, then the meaning is gone.
我们在天上的父提醒我们祷告的对象是谁。
So when we say our Father in heaven, we're reminded to whom we are praying.
曾经有个基督徒有一次来找我。
There was once a Christian who came to seek me out.
他跟我谈了两三句话以后，他就说：“李牧师，我们一起来祷告。”
After a few sentences, he said, "Pastor Lee, let's pray."
我觉得这个人既然来了要跟我祷告，很好，所以我就跟他一起同心的祷告。
I was very happy that he wanted to pray with me, so indeed we joined him and we prayed.
但是当他开口祷告的时候。
But when he started to pray,
我知道一件事情。
I realize what's happening.
他祷告的对象不是神。
He is not praying to God.
他祷告的对象是我。
He is praying to me.
因为在祷告的里面，他讲了许许多多话，是冲着我来的。
Because through prayer, he spoke of many things aiming at me.
他称呼神，但是对着我说的。
Although he says God, he actually meant his words for me.
他说神啊，李牧师实在是很好，我知道下面有个但是。
When he started to say, God, Pastor Lee is very good, I know it's going to be followed by a but.
他说但是啊，他这些日子来又不忠心，又不良善，又什么都不好。
And then he would continue, but he hasn't been very faithful in the past few months and so on and so on.
他说神啊，求你改变他，求你复兴他，求你恩待他。
And then he continued to pray, God, revive him, make him faithful again, and so on.
后来我不得不中间中断他的祷告。
I had to end his prayer.
如果你要向我说话，你就先向我说话吧。
I said, if you want to speak to me, go ahead.
我们今天要记得我们祷告的对象到底是神，是谁。
Let us be reminded to whom we are praying.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
不只是肯定了祷告的人跟上帝的关系。
Also confirms the relation between the person praying and the person he's praying to.
更肯定了我们这些祷告人相互的关系。
It also confirms the relation among us who praise.
主耶稣教导我们祷告不是说我在天上的父，他再三的强调我们在天上的父。
The Lord Jesus does not pray by saying my Father in heaven, but instead he said our Father.
整个主祷文里面只有两种的人称代名词。
There are only two pronouns in this prayer.
在这两个 personal pronouns 里面，一个是你，一个是我们，没有别的。
There's only you or your and our.
除了上帝，就是祷告的这一群人。
Other than God, there's only this group of people who praise.
在我们刚才所读的这一段主祷文，或者主教导门徒怎么祷告的这一篇祷告文里面。
In this passage that we commonly call the Lord's Prayer,
当这个祷告的对象被肯定之后，
after we know who we are praying to,
弟兄姊妹，请各位注意一件事情，主耶稣提醒我们，神的需要在人的需要的前面。
The Lord Jesus is reminding us that the need of God comes before the need of men.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven,
愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，然后才说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我。
Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, and then it moves on to give us today our daily bread.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为祷告只是解决你我的问题的一个方法而已。
So often we just feel that prayer is a way to solve the needs of yours and mine.
我们的神也有他的需要。
But our Lord God, he also has his need.
在我们的经验里面，好像我们常常祷告，充满了许许多多，要这个，要那个，求这个，求那个，都是以我为中心的。
In our experience, much of our prayer life centers on our needs, center on ourselves.
我觉得很多时候我的祷告好像什么，好像到 supermarket 去拿着一个 shopping list 一样，好像我到了一个超级市场，乃至个采购单一样。
And very often we feel that our prayer is like a shopping list before God.
我们来到上帝的面前，要这个要那个，我们要了许许多多的东西。
We say we need this, we need that.
耶稣基督提醒我们，在我们的祷告里面，我们不能忽略上帝天父的心意。
But Jesus reminds us that we need to know the will of God.
在两年前，我到这个加州去领这个基督之家的夏令会的时候。
Two years ago, when I went to a retreat, I was a speaker there with the Home of Christ in California.
那个时候，寇监督还在，我记得寇监督跟我讲了一件事情，我心里非常受感动，印象非常的深刻。
Bishop Kuo was still alive then, and he said something to me which made a deep impression.
他的儿子从台湾来看他。
His son came from Taiwan for a visit.
当他们相聚了一段时间，他的孩子要回去的时候。
And after being together for a while, the son needed to return to Taiwan.
寇基督到飞机场去送他，然后最后握手要再见的时候。
And Bishop Paul took his son to the airport, and as they are about to depart, they shook hands.
当他们握手的时候，他的儿子感觉到手里面有一些什么东西。
And then the son realized that there was something in his father's hand intended for his hand.
后来当他放的时候，又发现他的父亲塞了100块钱的美金在他的手上。
And when he withdrew his hand back, he realized that his father, gave him $100 bill.
我为什么提这件事情呢？我相信，有弟兄姊妹听过我讲过这个见证。
Some of you may have heard me mention this before.
因为刚刚上个礼拜，我到多伦多去参加我父亲的90岁的生日。
Last week I went to Toronto to attend the 90th birthday celebration of my father.
我发现我父亲做同样的事情。
I suddenly realized my father did the same thing to me.
他生日当天，他塞给我一个红包。
Even though it was his birthday, he gave me a gift.
我就马上想到口监督。
I was immediately reminded of Bishop Paul.
我就没有说什么话。
I didn't say anything.
恭敬不如从命，我就把它接受下来了。
I just accepted it.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为口监督的儿子就对着他的爸爸说。
Because the son of Bishop Paul responded to his father by saying,
他说：“爸爸，我已经长大，我成人了，我有收入了，我何必需要这个钱呢？”
He said, "Dad, I'm grown up. I'm working. I have income. I don't need this."
他说：“爸爸，我没有这个需要。”
said Father, I do not have this need.
但是寇监督对他说
：“But Bishop Paul responded,
孩子，你没有这个需要，但是我有这个需要。
Son, you do not have this need, but I do.
没有做过爸爸的，听我这样讲，你们都不懂。
If you are not a father, you will not understand what I'm saying.”
当一个做父亲做了多年，他知道，虽然看见孩子已经长大了，但是他里面有一种要爱的一种需要。
Even though the son is grown up and independent, there is still a need for the father to express his love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的天父，他也喜欢他的儿女来亲近他。
And brothers and sisters, our heavenly Father also likes for us to draw close to Him.
我们以为祷告就是要这个，就是求那个。
We thought that when we pray, we just come to God and say, I need this and that.
我们从来没有想到天父的心是怎么样。
We rarely pay attention to the heart of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，祷告是为我们的需要，但是耶稣基督提醒我们，我们要把天父的需要摆在前面。
True, we do have needs, but Jesus is teaching us to put the needs of God before our own needs.
以前有个小孩，他每一个礼拜跟父亲拿7块钱的零用钱。
There was a child that received $7 weekly as an allowance from his dad.
后来有一天，他父亲说：“我以后不给你七块钱了。
”Then one day the father said, "From this day on, I will not give you $7."
他好高兴，因为所有的东西都涨价，所以他的零用钱应该也涨价。
When he first heard that, he was very happy because he thought, well, the inflation's been eating away, so maybe that's going to increase my allowance.
他说爸爸要怎么改呢
And so he said, how are you going to change it?
他说我每天给你一块钱
And the dad says, I'll give you $1 a day.
这个小孩怎么算都搞不清楚
And the child was confused.
一个礼拜七块，现在一天一块，一个礼拜不是七天吗？一个礼拜还是七块钱呢
What's the difference? In the past, you gave me $7 a week.Now you're giving me $1 a day, isn't that the same?
他说爸爸一样一样，这你应该涨一点或者应该少一点，但是你这样的一个改变没有改变多少。
So he was confused and he said, Dad, there's no change here.
然后爸爸说不一样。
But the dad says it's not the same.
他说很不一样。
Very different.
以前我一个礼拜给你七块钱，我只见你一次面。
In the past, when I gave you $7 a week, I only see you once a week.
现在我天天给你一块钱，我天天可以见到你。
But now I'm giving you $1 a day so that I can see you every day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的神喜欢我们常常来亲近他。
Indeed, our Heavenly Father wants us to draw close to Him all the time.
所以我们了解为什么到第六章的后面主耶稣说你们要先求神的国和神的义这一些事情神都要加给你们
Maybe then we will understand why Jesus said Seek ye first the kingdom of God And all these things will be added unto you
今天我们要看第二段
Today we would like to spend time on the second
我们把第九节和第十节我们翻到以后再一起来看
Let us pay attention to verses 9 and 10
这里耶稣说，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
在中文圣经里面很明显的看到有三个愿字。
In the Chinese version, you see three words signifying may.
Or wishes.
Or wishes.
那么在这里我们看见是祷告三愿，不是我们中国人所说的玫瑰三愿啊，这是祷告里面三个愿望。
So there are three wishes in this prayer in the beginning.
事实上在英文用 your name, your kingdom, your will 也给我们看见三样东西是主耶稣在这里所特别提醒我们。
In the English version, the three things that appear is your name, your kingdom, and your will.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be glorified.
那么在英文说 Hallowed be thy name, hallowed be your name. 那个 hallowed, 我去查字典，我说到底这个字在字典上怎么样解释？
I looked into the dictionary to find out the exact definition for the word hallow.
Hallow, 第一个意思是 to make holy, 第二个 to respect greatly. 第一个是讲到成为圣洁，第二个是成为一种极深的一种尊重。
He already mentioned both.
第一个字，好，我们看第一个字，尊耶和华的名为圣，那个尊字。
Let us look into the word then, to make respect.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在社会里面越久，我们越能够感受到，一个会尊重别人的人，是一个成熟的人。
As we live in this society longer.We realize that a person who knows how to respect others is a mature person.
尊重是一个我们今天需要学的功课。
And this is indeed a lesson we should all learn.
人与人的问题就是人与人之间缺少那个基本的互相尊重的心。
Interpersonal conflicts arise because they do not know how to respect each other.
我们看见今天世界上有许多的宗教教导我们，提醒我们怎么样尊重生命。
Many religions in the world teaches us to respect life.
我们看见有许多的宗教提醒我们，帮助我们，教导我们怎么样尊重所有的植物、动物，使我们因此能够尊重人。
Indeed, many religions teach us that we need to respect all life so that we can respect to, learn to respect human life.
我觉得这种的精神，这种的情操，实在是用心良苦。
And I feel that indeed they are trying very hard to achieve something quite noble.
但是在这一段圣经里面，我们看见上帝教导我们的是不同的。
But now we realize here that the teaching of God is different.
先把神放在前面，先学会尊重神，我们就会彼此尊重。
We need to respect God first before we know how to respect each other.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。